spirit in the glass bottle.
瓶中的妖怪。从前有个穷樵夫，天天起早贪黑的劳作，并且节衣缩食，积攒了一点钱给儿子去上学。儿子知道父亲很辛苦，就很勤奋地学习。可是父亲给的钱很快就用完了，儿子只能回到家中帮助父亲一起砍柴挣钱。回到家的第二天，儿子便和父亲一起上山砍柴了。中午时分，父亲说，
Let us rest now and eat our noon meal.
儿子拿起自己的那份面包，然后说，
Just you rest, father. I'm not tired. I will walk about a little in the woods and look for birds' nests.
儿子一边吃着面包，一边在帘子里转悠。这天他心情格外愉快，兴致勃勃地仰望着青翠的枝条，寻找着鸟窝。他在林中走来走去，看见了一棵枝繁叶茂的老橡树，那树树干粗大，足有几百年的树龄。他站在老橡树下，心想，
Many a bird must have built its nest in that tree.
忽然，他觉得听见了一点动静。小伙子屏息静听，果然听见一个低沉的声音在说，
Let me out. Let me out.
他四处搜寻，却什么也没有发现。于是他大声喊叫道，
Where are you?
那声音回答，
I'm stuck down here among oak roots.Let me out. Let me out.
小伙子开始在树根周围挖了起来，终于在一处小土坑里找到了一只玻璃瓶。他捡起玻璃瓶，对着阳光看了看，只见有一个青蛙模样的小东西在瓶中疯狂地上窜下跳，边跳边叫。
Let me out.Let me out.
而小伙子呢，想也没想就拔掉了瓶塞，那个小东西一下子就从玻璃瓶里窜了出来，立刻开始不停地变大，转瞬之间变成了一个十分可怕的妖怪，个头有小伙子跟前的那棵老橡树的一半那么高。这个大妖怪声音粗哑，语气吓人，问小伙子，
Do you know what's your reward for letting me out?
小伙子毫无惧色，镇定地回答说，
No, how should I know that?
妖怪咆哮着说，
Then I will tell you. I must break your neck for it.
You should have said sooner.So then I would have left you shut up inside. However, my head is going to stay where it is until more people have been consulted.
You shall have the reward you have earned. Do you think that I was shut up there for such a long time as a favor? No, it was a punishment. I am the mighty Mercurius. I must break the neck of whoever releases me.
小伙子冷静地回答，
Not so fast. First, I must know that you really were shut up in that little bottle, and that you are the right spirit. If you can indeed get inside again, then I will believe it, and you may do with me whatsoever you want.
妖怪趾高气扬地回答道，
That is an easy trick.
说着就开始把身子缩小，越缩越小，最后小到能够从瓶口钻进去了。 妖怪刚钻进瓶子里，小伙子立刻麻利地把瓶塞用力塞紧，把瓶子扔回到橡树根旁，妖怪就这样被挫败了。此时，小伙子打算回到父亲身边去，谁知那个妖怪却尖着嗓子凄凄惨惨地嚎叫起来。
Oh, do let me out. Oh, do let me out.
小伙子斩钉截铁地回答说，他绝不再做那种蠢事了。可妖怪硬叫他听听条件，保证不拧断他的脖子，还给他一大笔财富，让他一辈子也花不完，用不尽。小伙子回答道，
You would cheat me like you tried to the first time.
妖怪信誓旦旦地说，
You are giving away your own good fortune. I will not harm you, but instead will reward you richly.
于是小伙子又拔掉了瓶塞，妖怪钻出来后越变越大，又变成了一个巨人。巨人出来以后，递给了小伙子一块橡皮膏模样的东西，告诉他说，
If you rub a wound with the one end, it will heal. And if you rub steel or iron with the other end, it will turn into silver.
I have to try that.
小伙子说罢，走到一棵大树跟前，用斧子把树皮砍掉了一小块，然后用那玩意儿在树皮的伤损处轻轻地碰了一下，果皮果真长拢了。妖怪感谢小伙子搭救了他，小伙子也感谢妖怪送给他的礼物，然后他们动身各走各的了。小伙子回到父亲身边之后，和他讲述了自己刚刚的遭遇，父亲很高兴，因为有了妖怪给他们的宝物，小伙子就可以回到学校去完成学业了。后来，小伙子不仅完成了学业，由于妖怪给他的那玩意儿可以治疗各种各样的伤口，他成了一位闻名于世的医生。小朋友们，听完故事，你们是不是觉得小伙子很勇敢呢？他遇到巨大的妖怪都能保持冷静，并且运用自己的智慧让自己远离险境。所以小朋友们，当你们遇到困难或者遇到坏人的时候，也要保持冷静，然后开动你们充满智慧的小脑袋瓜，解决困难和摆脱坏人。小朋友们，今天我们要学习故事中的一个词组
Look for，
它的意思是寻找。故事中小伙子是为了寻找鸟窝而离开父亲的。他说，
I will walk about a little in the woods and look for birds' nests. Look for birds' nests.
那我们怎么表达寻找铅笔盒呢？
Look for pencil box. Look for pencil box.
那寻找书怎么表达呢？
Look for book. Look for book.
小朋友们，你们学会用
Look for
这个词组了吗？今天就学到这儿啦，
拜拜。